Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think for this week, we need to focus on the US inflation data for September that surprised a little bit on the upside, but I don't think it necessarily changes the view from the Federal Reserve. And the second is some of the comments from Fed officials earlier in the week regarding their outlook for interest rates. So let's start off with a discussion of US inflation. The data for September came out last week, and month on month, the increase was a little bit higher than expected. It came in at 0.4%. The market was anticipating a hike of only 0.3%. That isn't a huge upward surprise, but it did result in the annual rate of inflation remaining unchanged at 3.7%. Obviously, 3.7% is way down on where it was last year. I think it peaked at 9.2% during the middle of last year. So that's very welcome progress in getting inflation under control, but it's a long way away from the 2% target. And so the Federal Reserve would recognize that they've still got work to do to bring inflation more fully under control. If we look at the core rate of inflation, that moderated to 4.1%. Again, it's a decent move down in core inflation in recent months, but it's a long way away from the 2% target. And so the message from the Federal Reserve when they meet is likely to be that there's still a lot of work to do to get inflation more fully under control. If I look at the components of inflation that surprised on the upside, some of it related to the energy prices, particularly the gasoline price, where that was a little bit higher than expected. And the other upward surprise related to shelter inflation. During the month, shelter inflation rose by 0.6%. That's certainly a lot higher than we've seen in recent months. For example, last month, shelter inflation rose by only 0.3%. So clearly a little bit of a concern. If I look at the private sector surveys of shelter inflation, those numbers continue to moderate, suggesting that over time, shelter inflation should move from the current level of 7.2% down to around about 3-3.5% by, let's say, the second half of next year. And that would help enormously to get inflation back overall back down to 2%, allowing the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates. But clearly, we can't be absolutely sure about that, and we need to monitor developments within the housing market. Overall, I would say that the trend within US inflation is still in the right direction. We still think that inflation will move systematically lower from here. We also think, though, that it's going to take a considerable time for US inflation to get down to that 2% level. That sets up for the Fed to keep rates elevated for an extended period and possibly only look to cut interest rates second half of next year and into 2025. The prospect of an early interest rate is certainly not feasible given recent developments in the inflation data, as well as the fact that wages continue to rise at about 4.5%. And if you want to get inflation down to 2%, you can't have wage growth in excess of 4%. Wage growth needs to moderate to something closer to around about the 3% level in order for the Fed to get comfortable that inflation can be sustained down at their target of 2%. Lastly, I think it's useful to talk about some of the comments made by Federal Reserve officials during the course of last week. The reason why I think that's important is that if we go back to the previous interest rate meeting by the Federal Reserve on the 20th of September, at that point, 12 out of the 19 committee members argued that interest rates would have to go up further. More specifically, the dot plot suggested that those 12 members felt interest rates would rise by 25 basis points at the final FOMC meeting of the year, which is scheduled for the 1st of November. However, if we look at the comments that were made last week, the Fed officials now seem to be suggesting that interest rates are in fact at the peak and that no further interest rate hikes are required. Part of their reasoning, I think, relates to the fact that bond yields have gone higher, and because bond yields are higher, that is effectively doing some of the work of the higher interest rate. It also seems clear that the Federal Reserve is a little bit more comfortable with the medium-term outlook for inflation, and that they clearly have a higher degree of confidence that they can achieve their 2% target over a period of time. That doesn't mean that the Fed officials are going to consider an early interest rate cut. Far from it. The Fed officials last week were making the point that while perhaps interest rates have already peaked, there is no indication that interest rates are going to be cut early and that interest rates are going to have to remain elevated for a considerable period of time. That's certainly our expectation, that we would only expect the US to consider cutting interest rates in the second half of next year. And at that point, it's possible that inflation is heading closer to the 2% target. If I look at our data in the first half of next year, inflation remains considerably above the 2% target, indicating that the Federal Reserve would have to persist with elevated interest rates for another 6 to 9 months from here. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.